This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1081, how Bindariya boosts her IELTS vocabulary scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with the IELTS whiz Aubrey Carter and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Three Keys student Bindariya joins us today to answer IELTS speaking part 1 and part 3 sample questions. Listen in for feedback on how she can uplevel her vocabulary scores.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everyone, welcome to the podcast. Hello, and welcome to a very special guest that we have today. Bindariya, can you introduce yourself?
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Yay. Let us know, where are you from? Where are you currently living? And why are you taking the IELTS exam?
Yeah, I'm from Mongolia, and I've been in Ireland over 1.5 years. And then the IELTS is going to be change my life. I wanted to be an international doctor. So I used to work as a doctor in my home country. So, and IELTS, it's going to be open my dream job.
Awesome. What type of medicine do you want to practice?
You know, that ICU unit, intensive care unit, which is my professional job. In my own country, actually. Gotcha. Yeah, I need to be international and I need to get some experience from other countries, which is who speak English.
Yeah. And you live in Ireland right now.
Yeah.
Is that where you see yourself ending up, or is it your dream to be in a different country?
Oh, I'm not going to end up here.
Okay.
I'm going to get some experience here. Yeah. And even the IELTS. And medical system is much different from my country, of course. And I'd like to go Australia or Canada. There's a huge medical system, huge experience. I'd like to catch up them.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's so exciting. You know, we have a lot of listeners out there who also are planning one day to be in Canada or Australia. So maybe one day you will be their doctor in the ICU. Heaven forbid if they end up in the ICU. Well, let's let our listeners know why you're here. This is a very special treat. We just finished a personal coach class, and I am now going to record with Bindariya and ask her a couple of questions, part 1 questions and part 3 questions. And I've challenged her to apply the feedback that I just gave her. So Bindariya, give us at least one part of what's the feedback that I gave you that you're now going to try to use in these sample questions.
Yeah. First one is the pronunciation.
Yes.
It's going to be usually TH sound. I'm going to make it sure, hopefully. And then some filler phrase, slang words, and informal words.
Okay, awesome.
I'm going to use try it. I will try.
Okay. Yeah. So listeners out there can be listening for those things, which I had just given you feedback. You did such a great job on your intonation being really interested and very interesting and varied. But we talked about some of the phonemes, like the TH sound, which a lot of our listeners struggle with that. So you're going to work on that, doing some mimicking and shadowing at home, but also for these sample answers and using more informal vocabulary. Veneria used a lot of great high-level vocabulary, but did not get that variety you need to have slang or idiomatic language, phrasal verbs, especially in part one and part two. So what we're going to do is she's going to answer two part one questions, and we're going to listen for that informal vocabulary. And then if we have time, we'll do a part three question as well to hear the difference, how it will be less informal and much more formal with those answers. So let's go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, your first question is, how much time do you spend outdoors each week?
Outdoors, which is like free time or work, just including work time?
Yes, both free time and work time.
Oh, it's a lot. So many times I spend outdoors because I work 6 days a week. Every morning I have to go out at 7 o'clock. Until working days until 3 o'clock, and then at the weekend until 6 o'clock, which is the almost half, like 50-60% of outdoors activity. And then traveling, using the traffic and walking, cycling, every kind of traffic I do use here.
Why do you think outdoor activities are good for people?
Oh, it's of course good. When you're walking in the outdoor, in the just the park or the street, you feel like relaxing and your body is just moving, and then you can breathe in deeply in outdoor. And then for me, it's a good feeling. Sometimes I just do walk and nothing to do. And then just feel the air, see the other people around, and then just listening the bird sounds. They are so cool. And then I just feel my adrenaline and some kind of hormone inside me, and then just feel relaxed. And it's so good. Maybe with a cup of coffee, it's a huge help.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, great job. So I could definitely hear you using some more informal words. You said it's so cool, right? But again, I'm hearing the word good a few times, right? So this is going to take some practice. It's difficult to get that feedback and immediately be able to use it, but with some practice, you're going to get there for sure. So I thought of a good idiomatic expression you could use when you're talking about why it's good for us to be outside. We'll say, it's good for the soul, or it does my soul good, right? Yeah. And this is totally unrelated to any spiritual feelings. It's just an idiomatic thing that we say, oh, it does my soul good, right? Mm-hmm. And then I loved all the details you were using about being able to hear the birds and the fresh, clean air. So just avoid that word good. All of you listening out there, if you feel yourself about to say good on IELTS speaking, and especially on part one, replace that with an interesting adjective and some informal slang, right? You say it's super awesome. It's totally fantastic. Anything like that instead of saying good, especially instead of repeating good a second time. But I want to point out something else that was really good that you did was that clarifying question you asked in the very beginning. When you weren't sure if I was referring to work or free time, that was really smart. And you asked it in a very native way to say, oh, do you mean work or free time? And then the examiner can say, yeah, in general, both, right? And you don't want to start answering a question if you're not sure exactly what they're asking. And that's really smart to just in a very native way, ask for clarification that does not pull down your score. And that way you can be confident that you're answering the question the examiner wants you to answer. So great job. All right, let's ask you a part three question, and we're going to see the difference here. Instead of that very informal way you would speak to a friend using some slang, to have it be a little more formal, higher level vocabulary. So your question is, are there many environmental problems in your country?
in my home country.
Sure, in your home country or in the country where you live now?
Yeah, I'm going to say in my home country, which is a small country, not that small. It's a big country. The population is small. And there is a huge, huge environmental problem there, which is air pollution. You know, the air pollution, it's a huge problem. Even the most dangerous time is winter time. Winter time is so cold, and the people, the factories, industries use it all the time. They are making the air pollution. Also the cars as well. Many, many cars there, and the car traffic, it's a huge thing, and it affects for little children. Little children, they can't breathe.
Excellent. Okay, great answer. I love that. Not only did you just share what are the problems, but you started to talk about the effects on children, for example. And again, great clarification question to clarify my home country or where I live now, right? And often you can choose. So for a question like this, where it just says, in your country, and the examiner hasn't specified, you could answer about your home country or the country where you're living now. But yes, if the question asks, you know, what do people eat for breakfast in your home country? Then they're asking about where you were born, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, with vocabulary, these words small and huge are very common. Band five, band six words, right? And I know that you know a lot of parallels, synonyms to boost your vocabulary score here. So when you're talking about a small country, you're saying, well, not that small. You can use tiny or minuscule is a high level word that just means small. And then huge, you said three or four times, right? A huge, huge problem. Think of all the higher level words, gargantuan, humongous, gigantic, other words that just mean huge to boost that vocabulary score, right? Mm-hmm. But great job. Lots of good ideas. Your fluency and coherence score is 7 because you aren't pausing. You're not having to stop to think about it. You have interesting ideas. And now your focus will be on your vocabulary for part one, getting some more informal vocabulary in there. And then for part three, replacing those more common, especially those common adjectives that have so many other words that you could say, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Binriya, for joining me today. You know, this is always so useful for listeners to hear students give sample answers and then hear the feedback that they would receive if they were in your shoes. So thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes. And I'm so glad you took this speaking personal coach class today. For all of you out there who don't know what that is or think, I could use that. I could use a one-on-one class with a teacher to get feedback about how I'm doing for IELTS speaking. Sign up for 3Keys, allearsenglish.com/keys, and you can get into those personal coach classes. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Binriya. So nice
thank
to have you,
you're
here.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.